Hey everybody, welcome to Static.
I'm Kira Barros, the Guardian Beast.
What was that?
Wait, here we go again.
I'm Kira Barros, the Guardian Beast.
Okay.
Who are you?
This is just Miles' title, I guess. I don't...
Oh, this is Bob. My daughter got... I don't know. My daughter just turned two a little while back, and one of her great-grandmothers seems to buy her the most bizarre things. And I think it's just... You know, I think she wants to get something.
Yeah.
And she wants to get something so bad that she just runs over to her neighborhood Walgreens and picks anything up that's on sale.
Yeah.
I sense a crowd card. We gotta capture some cards. I dub you the Card Captor. I'm Kira Barros, the Guardian Beast.
It's gotta be a Pokemon thing, but I haven't figured out exactly what it was. It looks like some really...
An elephant with no trunk.
Yeah, an elephant with no trunk and these little tiny wings and a puff on its tail.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre looking. He says, I'm Kira Barros, the Guardian Beast.
I take it you've been playing with this more than your daughter.
Yeah, but yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I thought that was just funny. It's like this, you know, it's a two-year-old. She wants, you know, Teletubbies and crap like that. She doesn't want Kira Barros, the Guardian Beast.
Kira Barros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, I think it's Quiro Barros.
Yeah, I think it'd be more your toy.
Yeah. So anyway, this is Bob.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that for like 2 weeks now.
Remember
to bring it over.
I'm glad you did.
Because I really wanted to throw you off, you know.
You did, yeah, I know. You frightened me with that whole...
I'm Kira Barros, the Guardian Beast!
You don't do that, like, to your wife before you start making love or anything. Hey, honey.
I'm Kira Barros, the Guardian Beast.
I might try it, I don't know.
Uh-oh. Look out!
No, I just... You know, my daughter was pushing it and stuff, but she hasn't really played with it since then. But I heard that, and I'm like, what? What is this thing?
Yeah.
It's like some kind of deranged-looking flying monkey elephant thing, and it's sick. It's weird.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of funny, you know. It says four things, and really the only thing that really makes sense is I'm Kira Barros, the Guardian Beast. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, it's totally age-inappropriate, you know, things that we get.
Thanks, Granny.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Add to the pile.
I guess.
She got such a haul at her birthday. It was just tremendous. But pretty much after she opened the first thing, she just wanted to play with that, so I don't know why everybody bought anything. We could wrap up a fireplace set or something, and that would be, oh, great! A brush! A poker! So anyway. So what's going on? Oh, you know, I the Polish Nostradamus, you know, didn't get it again. Anthony Quinn evidently died today.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I was on the internet.
Imogen Coca.
Oh, did she die?
Yeah, my wife just told me that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you're like, you know, if the Polish Nostradamus was playing Battleship.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be losing pretty damn bad.
Miss.
I
know.
I mean, there's only so many times you can miss before you gotta hit something.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you about that. Anthony Quinn. I think he was like 70-something.
I didn't know that.
Zorba the Greek. Yeah. He's probably doing that dance like he did at the end.
Yeah.
You know, Zorba the Greek, where he dances away or whatever.
That's...
At least I can still dance. So anyway.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Zorba.
Zorba. Gone, man. Come on.
I had a realization, you know.
Uh-oh.
As well. Tonight on WTBS, I was watching Star Wars Special Edition. And, I was thinking, you know, Harrison Ford probably wouldn't have had a career if it weren't for everybody still wanting to see Han Solo.
That's true.
In different projects.
You're right.
But, I mean, you know, I don't think he's a terrible actor, but, I mean, you know the reason he kept getting higher was that And then now, especially, because everybody's grown, you know, grown up with it, they're like, I want to have Han Solo in my movie. Damn it. You get Harrison Ford no matter what it costs.
You know, speaking of Star Wars, what in the hell is Ewan McGregor doing dancing and singing around with Nicole Kidman in Moulin Rouge?
In Moulin Rouge?
When I want him fighting Darth Sidious or something.
Well, he'll be doing that again soon, I guess.
You know, I don't, what is that movie about, man?
I don't know. It's some weird a hybrid movie, you know. About the Moulin Rouge, but then there's like, you know, more contemporary stuff. It's kind of like, remember that? I think the same guy did Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Same kind of deal.
It's like the musical version of Blade Runner or something. It looks weird. Right?
Yeah, you know.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm all for it, you know.
I don't know.
The more you know, outside the box they go, the more likely I'm to have some kind of deal, you know.
Yeah.
I'll have something called Poopy Diapers, or just show a bunch of poopy diapers and then have musical numbers where people say poopy diapers. Poopy diapers, poopy diapers, they smell so good. Doo-doo-doo-doo. There's some corn. So anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love musical poopy diapers.
No.
What do you think?
No.
Spinning, like, you know, diapers spinning with, you know, they're full.
Poopy. I don't, no. I don't.
You don't see it?
No,
I think Huggies would put a lot of money into it.
I don't.
Poopy diapers. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And a lot of kids grunting.
My super turd.
Oh, my daughter had brain freeze the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, this is kind of just, you know, pieced together. I do have a story, but it's so funny.
Is this like a whole free association night or what?
Yeah, that's it. I'm Kiro Piro, the guardian beast.
Oh, here we go.
No, we got this, there's a thing called there's a place called Ted Drew's, and they make frozen custard, which is really good. Yeah, I think I've taken you there when you came down. And so my folks were here, and I went out and got that, and everybody got one, including my daughter. And so she's eating it, and she's just going, you know, nutso eating this ice cream.
Right.
She's like, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. And she's eating, blah, 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 blah. The next thing you know, she stops, and she asks for some juice.
Uh-huh.
So we get her some juice. And then she, like, my wife gets up to get her the juice, and then she starts, like, poking at her eye and making this horrible face.
Yeah.
Because she essentially gave herself brain freeze.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, 2-year-old with brain freeze is just hilarious. I wish I would have had the camera. You could see this.
Oh, man.
Horrible.
Oh,
horrible.
Man.
It's about as bad as those little Japanese kids running away from the bomb or whatever. Vietnamese kids.
Oh, man.
About that bad. So anyway, we've already wasted all this time.
Oh, geez.
But this kind of does roll into my story. We were out last night at Houlihan's. You ever been to Houlihan's? Is that a national chain? I don't even know.
I think I have, actually.
So my father-in-law had been on a cruise in Alaska, and he just got back to town at the airport.
Is this the guy that you saw his nutsack?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. And he just got back in town, and he had some things, and he doesn't live here in St. Louis. He lives out of town. And so he called us up and said, hey, do you want to go meet somewhere? I've got some stuff for you and tell you about the trip. And so we met him and his girlfriend at the Houlihan's. And we did already ate. I mean, this is like about 8 o'clock or 7:30 or something like that. So it's pretty late, actually, for us. But we loaded up the kid and took her out to Houlihan's at night. And they got something to eat. And we talked to him, you know, and gave him some stuff. And saw a few pictures there he had developed. And so it was getting really late, and the kid's all cranky and, you know, me. So we decided we're going to leave. And my father-in-law gave my daughter a little doll.
Right.
A little Inuit Eskimo doll.
Yeah.
And so we're leaving, and he goes, hey, did you get your baby? And this lady's sitting in like one of those little two-boother things, and like her party had gone to the John or something.
Right.
Gives my wife this horrible look as she looks in her bag, and this lady's thinking, because she heard the kid back there, that we put the baby in a sack. And so my wife's looking, yeah, I got the baby here in the sack. And this lady's like, gives this really bad, like, oh my God, oh, you got your baby in a sack.
Oh, man.
I mean, you know, we got a 2-year-old, so she's like running up alongside. But
yeah.
It just, the funniest thing is she gave the whole, most horrible look.
Yeah.
And we were kind of at a, you know, I'm definitely not an upscale type person,
right.
I would say. We were at kind of Houlihan's isn't upscale, but, I mean, I was sitting in there listening to, like, every 5 minutes cell phones ringing all around me. Ring, ring, ring. So, it's a fairly, place where people with some cash hang out, you know.
Right.
I've obviously getting very important phone calls around 8:30 in the evening to Houlihan's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're movers and shakers. So, anyway. You got your baby in a sack? You're horrible.
That's not the only sack she probably saw off your father-in-law. Crossed his legs. Oh, my God.
I think he had long pants on. So.
Oh, thank God.
Of course, I didn't look underneath the table or anything.
Oh, man. Thank God. Oh, my God.
But I did shine up my shoes really bright. And...
Oh, gee.
Anyway. So what's going on with you? I'll quit talking about my daughter.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Maybe in a sack. You're a horrible woman.
Oh, my God.
And it's a plastic sack.
Who are you, Susan Smith, for Christ's sake? Jesus.
Oh, Dad, can we borrow your car and drive it into a lake?
Oh, my God.
We got 2 screaming brats we need to get rid of.
Oh, man.
Horrible.
That's
horrible.
Terrible.
Oh, don't worry. She won't suffocate by the time we get out to the car in the plastic sack.
Oh, man.
It's like watching some kind of Clint Eastwood, you know, roughing up the mob guys, roughing up the Fed guy or something with a plastic bag on his head. Fish out of water. So what's going on with you?
My kids and I ruined some poor woman's day.
One?
Yeah.
I can only imagine if it's just you and the kids, everybody's day is ruined.
Yeah, we ruined it. There's some Native American mounds.
Oh, yeah.
About half an hour from where I live.
Sure.
And I wanted to go see it. I knew there was like a little building there with like a live person that could tell you more about it. You know?
Hey, welcome to the Ickawaka Mounds.
Hey, come on in and have a bone.
Now, recently we had to move the porta potties since it was leaking onto the burial ground.
Oh, man, that ain't right.
So, anyway.
Racist.
How can I be racist by saying something like that?
Yeah, well, maybe there's some Native Americans listening to this.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there probably are, but
there
I don't think
be.
That I could be construed as racist. I mean, if anything, there's been so much desecration of the mounds. I mean, they're all across the country, you know, and they've all been bulldozered over for Walmarts and Super Walmarts and Walgreens and, you know,
yeah,
car lots and everything. It's the Indian Burial Mound Carlaw. We got big deals here.
Yeah.
Bring your wampum. I mean, and you joke, but
yeah.
There was a car dealer close to where I work that had on their window, "We make heap big deals."
Oh.
Yes, until recently, within the last 5 years.
Oh, man.
So, you know.
Wow.
So, anyway, you go to the mounds.
We go to the mounds. We go to this informational center.
You're thinking, didn't they usually do them in pairs? And then if you stood off at a distance, you know, they had, like, some kind of nipular thing. And
No. But they got this lady's, like, in her, I don't know, mid-60s maybe.
Yeah.
Manning this place.
I used to be a prostitute to the American Indian.
All right. I'm just trying. She's a nice lady, all right? I'm trying to tell a story here.
Yeah?
And so I'm trying to talk to her, and all of a sudden I hear her freak out. She's like, oh, no, 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 don't touch that, don't touch that. And I look around, and my kids apparently have touched, like, the security system. Like, what else? Boxes with all these buttons on the wall.
Right.
And this lady's like, uh-oh. She's all freaked out. I'm like, well, what? And I didn't realize there was like a panic button on this thing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And she's like, well, there's like a silent alarm that like rings up at the Quad Cities, like if I get attacked or something. I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, some kind of rabid Indian artifact grave robbers.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, great, here we go.
I got to phone this in.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going to happen because she was like all freaked out because she's pushing buttons, you know. I'm like, oh, Christ, you know.
Was it at like kid level or what?
It was, well, you know, I got a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. I mean.
So they're like, what, do acrobatics and jump on each other's shoulders?
They can reach. I mean, it was about the size, you know, where your thermostat might be in your house.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know.
Well, your one kid's pretty tall, so.
Yeah.
He's rather tall for his age.
I'm like, geez, I'm sorry about it. She's like, oh, that's no problem at all, you know. And my kid then goes over, there's like a...
some artifact that's like a million years old.
No, not no, worse, there's a TV set up.
Look, Daddy, a back scratcher. No, no, that's the arm of Geronimo. Would you please kindly tell your son to take his tongue off Sacagawea's pelvis?
Oh, man. My kid's, like, starts, like, then hitting the TV screen. You know, for some reason. I don't know if he thinks it's a touch screen or what it is, but he's, like, whacking it, you know. The lady's like, no, honey, we have to use the remote control. No. You know. And I'm trying to
That's
read.
That's what your kids do at home. They hit the TV.
Yeah, I don't know what he's thinking, you know.
Your TV room looks kind of like the Blues Brothers bar scene from the
yeah,
the chicken wire and everything.
I know. So, at this point...
Big Bob's or whatever it was.
At this point, the lady's like, would you like me to take your kids outside? I'm like...
and bury them in the mound?
I'm like, sure, go ahead. You know, do whatever you want. Because I wanted to read this shit, you know.
Well, I know you're a big history buff. So.
I am. I'm a history minor, as you know.
You're a huge history buff.
So, like, she, like, totally takes my kids outside. I don't know what she's doing with them. I don't even care. You know, I'm just trying to
beating them with Geronimo's arm.
Yeah. Trying to push them off the cliff or something. I don't know what she was doing.
Come here, son.
So, yeah, I think, you know, about 5 minutes, I read all this shit they have there.
Let me tell you what Squanto did for the pillow. All
right. I don't want to hear about Squanto. So she comes back in with the kids, and I'm trying to ask her some questions.
Yeah. Know. They're all black and blue.
Yeah, they're all crying, you know. The lady touched me. The lady touched me. And next thing I know, I hear the lady, like, again, like, no, honey. No, 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 no. Now this time, my kids, there's like two doors to this place, right? Mm.
Yeah.
And one's marked in and one's marked out, you know, exit, you know.
Right.
Well, they start playing with the door, the exit door. And they apparently have touched the lock on this thing. It's got a deadbolt and, like, a lock on the handle.
Uh-huh.
And now she can't open the door. She's all freaked out. Oh!
And I can see you wandering around. Okay, hon, it's on.
It's time
Don't
to
touch.
Go. Let's go.
And I gotta read this thing about, you know, evidently Indians used to tan their sacks, and you find out.
So she's like running outside with the keys, like trying to go unlock the exit door, even though she's got another door, you know. She's all panicked now because the exit door's locked. Oh, no! No!
Well, people won't know what to do.
Yeah.
They'll just stay in there.
They'll read the exit sign and they won't be able to get out. They won't know to use the indoor. And then
there's a fire.
So, like, she's getting out, like, these... She's got, like, a, you know, 15 keys on a key ring, you know, trying to get it unlocked.
Figure out which one's which.
Could you go in and turn those things on the locks and see if it works? So I'm in there trying to help her. We finally get it, you know. She's all, oh.
You know, you should be a candidate for those kids on a leash thing, you know.
Yeah.
You should just get one of those free for product testing and see what tensile strength it is.
I don't know. I feel bad because I think I ruined her whole day.
I'm sure you did.
I go, you know, just to get rid of us, I think she lied to me because I'm like, can we walk by the mounds?
No.
She's like, well, yeah, but don't walk on them, okay? I'm like, oh, shit, I wish it was wintertime. We get a sled out, you know, sledding. But I was walking around. Of course, my kids have to walk on top of them. Like, oh, no, 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 no.
No, no, there's dead Indians over there.
Put the arm bone down. Put the arm bone. So we I feel bad. I think we really ruined this lady's day.
Well, sure, she probably gets like two visitors, and you know, and one of them's you with your two kids.
I know. She's like, no more kids in here. I hate kids.
She's got, you know, like the cigar store Indian outside.
Yeah.
Must be taller then. To come in.
A new mound out there. Full of just kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Your kids are racist.
Yeah.